So our scripture this morning comes from four different places. Firstly, 2 Corinthians 3, 16 to 18. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. Ephesians 4:21-24. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Are you the same person you have always been? We are often living life looking forward. We look forward to the next task, to the next event, to the next fundraiser. And we don't really ever take time, I don't think, to look back and reflect on ourselves, our personal growth. Well, we look back at stories and, you know, fun memories, past vacations, times when the kids were little, or times even before they were kids. But how often do we look back and take a look at ourselves, reflect on the kind of person we used to be, considering our traits and our habits and our attitudes? If you did that, would you discover that you are the same as you've been? Are you the same as you were a decade ago? 2 decades ago? Probably not. Hopefully not. But it's helpful in our spiritual journey to recognize the transformation of growth that has happened in our lives already, to see what God has previously done in us. What we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, the new life has begun. So we are instantly made a new person in Christ. But we have to grow into that person. We're like a baby Christian, and we need to learn to sit, and then to stand, and then to walk in a new way. We've been born again, but this time in the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. John 3:6. And the Holy Spirit embraces our spirit to do this transformative work of making us new. We are now able to be spirit-directed beings rather than soul-driven as before. Now, this is an immediate transformation, but the evidence of it needs time to develop. We have to have our minds renewed. We have to relearn how to do some things. So there's process that must happen before the evidence of our transformation is seen, which is why Paul says that we are to work out our salvation with reverential fear and trembling, which means to have this deep humility and awe and respect for what God has done. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. 2 Corinthians 2:12-13. So this immediate transformation happens on the inside of us. We need to work with God to bring it out. Have you brought more out today than you did 10 years ago? I trust that we are all in this stage in our Christian walk. On some level, we are all working out this wondrous good that God has done on the inside of us, making it more visible, learning to live spirit-led and not soul-led. And our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions, which all were corrupted by sin. If we live by our emotions, we tend to be scattered and we tend to be roller coaster living, where sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down. But when we learn to be spirit-led, we have a consistent, constant kind of attitude and presence in the world. The Holy Spirit directs us through what we read in Romans 12:2, not to copy the customs and the behaviors of the world. We should look different. Because the world is soul-led. It does what feels good in the moment. It does what self wants to do. But we're to let God transform us into a new person first by changing the way we think. And when we do that, we will actually know what God's will is for us. And the Bible says this, his will for us is good and pleasing and perfect, which means we'll be delighted by what God has in store for us. And from Ephesians 4, we read that Jesus has this truth about him, and this truth comes to us, and we know that we're saved and that we belong to him. And so that should inspire us to throw off our old sinful nature. It should not be something we want to embrace anymore. It was corrupted by lust and deception. But instead, as we read in Ephesians, the Spirit will renew our thoughts and our attitudes that will look more like Christ. So we can put on this new nature. And when we do, we'll look a lot more like Jesus. And we'll be truly righteous and holy. I mean, think about what an amazing change that is. Now, some of you might not really remember a time before Christ. Maybe you knew Jesus from a child all the way up. That's the case in my story. But certainly we can look and see areas of our lives that were less than desirable, behaviors and attitudes we might have carried. And we can see how God has changed our hearts in that way. See, the more we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, the more our lives see a complete transformation. Now, my bet is that we could all find something and say, hey, I used to be more like this, but now I'm more like that. Maybe we've mellowed some. Maybe we don't worry quite as much as we used to. That's a sign of trust transformation. Maybe we don't fly off the handle as quickly as we once did. There's a transformation of self-control. Maybe waiting in line doesn't frustrate us quite the same way as it used to. Maybe we've even turned that wait time into time to pray for others. There's a transformation of patience. Maybe we approach prayer differently. Once upon a time, it was really just a list of things that we needed for God to do for us. But now we realize what an honor and privilege it is just to speak to our Creator and to have relationship. That's prayer transformation. I remember thinking when I was an early Christian that pray without ceasing, as Paul tells us to do, to be something rather impossible. But now I understand that it's really not about kneeling and praying all day long, but about being in this state of mind that you're constantly aware of God, his presence in your heart and in your soul, and that you have this open communication. So you don't so much have a prayer time as you're just always kind of open. So in my life, I have experienced a huge transformation in my prayer life. This process of change is continuous throughout our entire life. We will never be complete until Christ returns. There is always a way to grow a little more and become even more like Jesus. When Jesus said, "Follow me," he meant become like me. And if you wonder what God would change in your life, just look at Jesus. If you don't see it in Jesus' life, then God doesn't want to see it in your life either. For example, greed, anger, selfish ambition, ego, none of those things were in Jesus' heart or character, nor should it be a part of ours. What we did see in Jesus was a servant's heart, full of kindness and compassion and generosity. Now, when I was younger, I had a pride problem. I really thought highly of myself. I was a strong academic, I was athletic, and I was kind of popular. I loved to be the center of attention. I loved and valued the praise and adoration of others. And this is one of the first things God began to change in me as I embraced my faith and decided to move toward being a disciple and not just a Christian. I had to let go of that old pride so that God could transform me into something new. My part was to submit to the work of the Holy Spirit and let God work, and God did. One of the things God did was to open my eyes to see the value of other people. See, I didn't realize that a prideful heart devalues everyone else. And God showed me that's what I was doing. And I began to recognize everyone else as a beloved child of God too, someone who God loved equally. And my father began to grow in me a servant heart, where I began to enjoy being in the background a whole lot more than being at the center. I also realized that the confidence that I had put in myself was actually fairly weak. But there was more confidence if I put it in Christ. Christ in me gives me far more confidence to do what God calls me to do than if I lean on my own abilities. So now when I stand here before you, it isn't because I think I have something worthy to say on my own, but purely because I trust that Jesus has something to say to you, and he chose me to relay it. I give God all the glory in my transformation because I don't think any of those old traits are in me. I hope they're not. I hope you're not sitting there going, yes, I can see that. But I think God's done good work. And he's turned some of the pieces, like not being afraid to be in front of people, into a gift that actually helps me serve him in the way he's called me to serve. 2 Corinthians, we read, it says, whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. See, I didn't realize I was egocentric and full of pride until I turned to the Lord and that veil of deceit was removed. So when we turn to the Lord, we will see more clearly ourselves and those around us. That passage goes on to say that for the Lord is the Spirit, and whenever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So I was given freedom from who I was, with all the faults of that person. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. The Spirit of God in me set to work. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. The purpose of all transformations is to make us more like Christ, to reflect the image of God that we were created in, and to bring us into this abundant life that Jesus died for us to have. It is true for each of us that God has things God wants to work out of you and into you. And the more we turn to the Lord, the more the Holy Spirit can work. As new creations in Christ, Leave this place confident in God's transforming power. Put on your new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. May the Holy Spirit continue to renew your minds, to shape your hearts, and transform you from glory to glory into the likeness of Christ. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.